yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you and good evening from Unitigo. Seems to be a place we are very familiar with in the second half of the 2012-2013 basketball season. And with good reason tonight, we actually got lucky because in the MAC semifinals, they're supposed to be played at the same time. Mother Nature had other ideas. Sydney scheduled theirs game with Oxford for the next night, Saturday. We covered that game with Sydney winning 71-46. And Unitigo decided to hold theirs a little bit later, which is tonight. And it will be Unitigo versus Green tonight. Unitigo coming in as the number two seed, of course, with the one loss to Sydney. They are 12-4 overall on the season. Green with a roster of seven, now eight players with a freshman they've called up tonight, is 12-3. They are no slouch. However, the one time they played this year, it was Unitigo 64 and Green 49, a game played in Green, and probably the worst shooting night that Green has had all season. So this is a fresh chance for Green to get into what has been secluded company for the section for the Mid-State Athletic Conference Boys Finals. The last 2 years, it's been Sydney-Unitigo. It could still be that, but Green has other ideas. So good evening again. Welcome live Tri-Town High School basketball, the MAC semifinal boys, the other semifinal to see who will play Sydney. Will it be defending champ Unitigo, or will it be the upstart Green Trojans, who also won the JV game tonight, 47-45, a thriller down in here in Unadilla. So we start our game with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. And that's sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for all your transportation needs, plus daily rentals and an expert service department. Give them a call at 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's ball game. And that would be Coach Rick Smith and the Green Trojans, Coach Jim Knight, and the Unitigo Spartans. Our broadcast is a presentation of WCDL Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And we'll be back to take a look at both teams more in depth. It's going to be a good one, we hope. It's Green versus Unitigo for the right to go to SUNY Oneonta this Saturday for a 4 p.m. showdown with Sydney, the undefeated Warriors. And that'll be, of course, at Alumni Fieldhouse. We'll see who wins this game tonight. Whoever does plays Sydney. It's as simple as that. Stick around. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
I love newness. I find newness often goes hand in hand with awesomeness, which brings me to McDonald's Dollar Menu. For years, it's been my go-to menu, especially when they offer something new. The Grilled Onion Cheddar, the newest taste for just a buck. 100% beef patty, a slice of white cheddar, caramelized onions. Newness, definitely awesomeness, resulting in happiness.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's Dollar Menu. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa.
Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sitday, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome, and thank goodness for MaxPreps.com, because Max Preps gave me everything I needed to know about Green, because Rick Smith said, go to Max Preps. So I did exactly that. I have not covered Green this year, know some of these young people very well, and they are the ones that are clamoring for the upset tonight. And it wouldn't be a huge upset except for the fact that they played Unitigo on January 23rd, my birthday, and lost 64-49. It was their third lowest output of the season. And the first two times were Shenango Valley and Sydney, 38-34 back in December, back-to-back games that they lost. Then they whipped off 8 wins in a row until January 23rd, when they did lose to Unitigo, but they got back and they beat a pretty good Unadilla Valley team 58-32, Delhi 52-45, and then the game that got them here, they defeated Oxford 52-41. They have a roster of 8 players. Before today, they had a roster of 7 players. They brought up a freshman, and his name is Luke Day. He's a freshman. He'll play a little bit of guard, a bit of point guard. They say he's a very good player. We'll see if he can adjust to the varsity level in a moment's notice. But they're two go-to guys, and they have had many double-figure games. Dan Treadwell, a senior, 16.3 average. He's also tied with the other guy, Zach Wentlith, a junior, who's got a 14.7 average. So between the two of them, 30 points a game, and they both have 23 three-pointers. And one thing that's very interesting to note for Green is that they shoot almost 68% from the foul line. That's by far the best percentage I have seen of any team that I have been able to get stats for. They actually go to the line a decent amount of times. In the Hancock win, they were 17 for 20. In the Unitigo loss, they were 10 for 13. Delhi, they were 21 for 34, which actually brought it down a little bit. They've had 9 for 11, 7 for 9, 8 for 10. So they're very capable of doing well in that regard. And most assuredly, Zach Wentlett has 88%. He is 44 for 50 from the line. That's not only outstanding, it's outstanding any level you're at to shoot 88%. Another young man is Justin Ekstrom. And he's a sort of a guard forward wingman, and he averages 6.5 a game, but he's also shooting very well. He's 72% from the line, 6.6 rebounds a game. Treadwell not only at 62% from the line, but 5.1 assists and 4.3 steals. So he's the whole package, and indeed, as a senior, he'll be going on and wants to play basketball at the Environmental Science and Forestry College, ESF they call it, out of Syracuse University. So he's being recruited to play there, and it looks like it's pretty much a done deal. They also have Cameron Race, who's a junior, guard-point-guard combination, Brandon Davis, a junior, who's the power forward, and then two centers, a senior, Andy Walker, only one of two seniors on this 8-man team, and Colin Brooks, a center who is a junior. I do not have their heights for you. For Unitigo, this is probably the first game that I have had stats for. Thank you very much to Coach Jim Knight. And it just echoes what I've been saying all year long, is that the balance of this team is the best in the league. They in Sydney, it's a, no wonder they are first and second in this league because they have the best balance of either of all the teams in the MAC. 64.5 points a game. Kellen Komenda averages 14.4 a game. Tanner Winchester, 13.2, and Quinn Barnhart, 13.0. But right behind them, Tyler Butler at 8.8, and Phil Youngs, who really has not taken on a scoring role this year, at 8.2. And as far as rebounds go, you got Winchester and Butler between 4 and 5 rebounds a game. Quinn Barnhart, no surprise, leading at with 7. Steals, 2.8 for Barnhart, 2.5 for Phil Youngs. The three-point leaders, they're shooting 33% on the year, but they're not even averaging 2 three-pointers a game. Or are they? 12 and 4 is 16. 60 times 2 is 30. All right, a little over 2. They have 35 out of 106 tries, 33%. And they're shooting 45% from inside the two-point, and that's where they really flourish. And from free throws, they are shooting 66%. So we've got a couple of decent free throw shooting teams tonight. And can we go ahead and go out on a limb already and say it could be one from the foul line tonight? Very easily between these two teams. Looking forward to this matchup. And again, we got lucky because Mother Nature came down with just enough snow to cancel the Friday night semifinals where we had to make a choice. We chose Sydney-Oxford. That game got completed on Saturday, this game tonight, so it's a very rare circumstance. You know that Coach Mike Brzee of Sydney is here. He's scouting. There's no secrets, really, between any of the teams, but he just still wants to get a look, see if anything's been tweaked or not. And so that's what we're going to do. We're coming down to about the three-minute mark. Captains are on the court tonight, and it looks like a very familiar officiating crew for us tonight out of Norwich. So we're going to take a break. It is Unitigo Green. Of course, Judy Patel is on hand. She sang at the BSens game on Sunday. She'll sing at the Unitigo game tonight. It is WCDOsports.com, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO. Stick around.
The Silo Restaurant in Green has been a Valentine's Day tradition for 41 years. And now through February 14th, plan to enjoy the Silo's Lover's Package for two. Start with a shared appetizer, the Silo's famous 30-item salad bar. Then choose either a 9-ounce Brazilian lobster tail or 20-ounce slow-roasted prime rib of beef. And finish by sharing one of the Silo's delectable desserts, coffee and tea included, just $75 per couple. And if you can't make it by Valentine's Day, no problem. The Silo's got their Friday night surf and turf buffet, Saturday night a special prime rib buffet including dessert table, and on Sunday, the incredible family Sunday brunch. So many choices for Valentine's Day at the Silo Restaurant, Route 206 in Green. Call 656-4377. That's 656-4377.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Oh, say can you see dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
We're getting pretty good on the timing of all that. Judy Patel singing our national anthem, and now we'll have our starting lineup. Here we go.
And now your starters for Green Central. Number 3, Dan Treadwell. Number 10, Zach Wenton. Number 22, Cameron Race. Number 23, Justin Ekstrand. And number 34, Brandon Davis.
Treadwell, Wentlett, and Davis are captains. Oh, we getting cozy here? Okay.
We are.
All right. Gonna move my notes over here.
Chico Varsity Boys. Number 10, Kellen Kamenda. Number 14, Tanner Winchester. Number 20, Tyler Butler. Number 22, Phil Young. And number 44, Quinn Barnhart.
And Green coached, of course, by Mr. Rick Smith and Jim Knight, who said last year he was retiring, and then the media got a hold of it, and then the boys asked him to come back, and that's the way that went. And so a chance to actually defend the MAC title is hinging on this game. It will not affect, I believe, I am correct in saying this will not affect their sectional seedings. I believe that's all done. Sectional start next Tuesday and Wednesday, and Friday and Saturday, of course. And we do have people logging in already from, where'd my notes go? Philadelphia and Binghamton and Green, three places that are logging into WCDOsports.com. Welcome, one and all. I'm sure this list is going to grow as we get ready to go, just about on time, too. It will be Green in green and Unitigo in white and green. Green and green and white. And the student section standing over there for Unitigo, so they are into it. The folks on this side are into it. The green folks are into it. And the referee's not into it because he messed up the tip. You get one chance. You get one chance to do it because it's the only time it happens until overtime. All right, take two. And it's tap controlled by Kellen Kamenda. And here we go. Unitigo going to my left to start things out. And everybody's spreading out on the offense because it's a man-to-man defense. And around comes Winchester to shoot. Is Barnhart from the right corner, missed it. The ball batted around, and in traffic is Winchester, and he's going to get up and score. So a second chance. Winchester makes the most of it, and against the press, here comes a nice layup for number 22, Cameron Race, and the junior ties this game up already at two. No surprise here. Two teams with pretty good offense and some very good scoring power individually and as well as team. Underneath, Winchester, he's double-teamed, kicks it out. Somebody's open. It's Butler driving in. A little floater, and it's good. The one-hander by Tyler Butler puts Unitigo back up by two. It's Treadwell playing the point, and nice bounce pass through the double-team, but Young's just got his leg on it. Treadwell. Dan Treadwell wears number three. He's a guy I have not seen this year. Looking forward to watch. He leads in just about every category. Wentlent back to Race. Down underneath. Backing in and putting it up. Number 34, Brandon Davis. He'll score it and tie it at four. Both teams have shot twice. Or no, I take that back. Green shot twice. Unitico shot three times and made it twice. So good shooting to start the game. Commenda to the right side for Barnhart, coming out of the offense for a little bit. He's going to take a drop, stop, and pop, and it's around the rim, no good. Commenda with a rebound, but his rebound, the shot is blocked. Saved, though, by Treadwell. Off the hustle by Wentlent. Commenda gets it free, up ahead to Butler. He's going to power move left side, no good. And came in afterwards for the foul. First foul of the ball game. It's on Tyler Butler, the 6-foot senior, third year on the varsity. Unitigo setting up with a trapping zone if they can. Green doing a nice job. Treadwell behind the back, going to go in through and lay it up after some lazy defense. Treadwell with his first basket. And we've got our first lead change of the ball game. 6-4 in favor of Unitigo, or excuse me, in favor of Green. Just under 6 minutes to go. Still in a man-to-man. Commenda, now it's Youngs. He swings it to the left with a pass to Winchester. Winchester picked up by Race. To the right side for Youngs. He's on the right wing. 10 on the shot clock. Backing in. Youngs kicks it in the corner to Butler from the baseline. Whoa! Spin once, twice, and three times. Butler's basket ties it up at six. Race. Baseball pass over to Wentlent. Wentlent driving in on Winchester. Nice spin move. He takes the tumble but gets the basket to fall. And it's an 8-6 ball game. We are off to the races with both teams on high-powered offense to start. It is Barnhart to Youngs left side. Around the screen, the shot up and good for Tanner. Winchester, a three-pointer. And it breaks the tie at 9-8, and we have our first timeout on the floor, 5:03, and let's catch our breath. It's 9-8 Unitigo over Green. You're listening to the MAC semifinal boys action from Unitigo on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Unitigo will take off the press as Green brings the ball slowly up court this time, a little slower than the action we had the first 3 minutes. And underneath, nice pass from Treadwell. The no-look flip to Davis. Brandon Davis with the basket. He's got four, and we've changed the lead again. 10-9 Green. It's going to be like this the whole game. Watch out, man. It's all going to be in the drama. From the three-point range, it's Phil Youngs. Just misses. Battle for the ball in the corner. Oh, Butler wrestles it free. Now it's Commenda dumping a pass to Barnhart. He's in three-point land. And they don't call it. Winchester takes advantage from the right baseline, and he's got his third basket of the night. 7 points. And we're changing the lead again. 11-10, Spartans, and Butler comes in a little too hard on the switch. Picks up his second foul. And we'll see if Jim Knight makes the substitution. Yes, indeed, he'll be taking John Wingate, actually, taking his warm-up off, replacing Butler. So he'll take Justin Ekstrom. Winchester will take him. Treadwell, guarded by Commenda. That's going to be a good matchup tonight. On the switch. Now it's Davis. Davis double team from behind, the steal by Commenda. Oh, sneaky. So with 11-10 lead, it's Unitigo by one and the basketball. Neither team's led by more than two. how tight this game is. Wingate on the right wing, first time he's touching the ball tonight. Coming around the screen is Barnhart. Little hesitation, shot is blocked. Wingate hustles in to get it. Now Komenda left side, no good. Young's going for the rebound. And Wentlett comes in at the last second to knock it away. Good hustle on both ends, the Green and Unitigo sides. With 3:32 to go, it's 11-10. Spartans and the ball coming out of bounds. Young's way up top for Barnhart. Barnhart at the foul line. Oh, an unbelievable move there. Threw a double team and up with the opposite hand going the opposite way. 13-10, largest lead, believe it or not, at 3. Spartans. It's Ekstrom. They surround the ball handler every time. This is an interesting way to defend. And a ball batted by Komenda. And there's going to be a timeout asked for by Coach Rick Smith. Things getting a little bit congested out there. So 3:04 to go. We'll keep it right here because it's a short timeout. 3:04 to go. It's 13-10 in favor of Unitigo. It has been back and forth already. 4 lead changes and 3 ties, the last one being at 6. And the thing that stopped the ties was Tanner Winchester nailing a 3-pointer from the right wing that put Unitigo up by 1. And now they lead by 3 at 13-10. Saturday's doubleheader, Mid-State Athletic Conference Championships. The girls, Unitigo and UV at 2 o'clock. And the boys, Unitigo or Green, taking on Sydney. Remember, Unitigo defending boys MAC tournament champions. As they defeated Sydney last year, Sydney did likewise to Unitigo the year before. Top of the key for Race. 2 on the shot clock, finally getting it off, but missing is Treadwell. And the ball kept alive, though, by Ekstrom. He fakes, goes back to Race. They swing it around to Treadwell. Left side three-pointer, it's short. Rebound, Kellen Komenda. Ekstrom going for the steal. Youngs will not allow it. Down the court he comes to Barnhart. Way back to Wingate. Now it's Komenda. The stop and pop, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebound, Treadwell. Treadwell trying to get through a double team. Somehow recovers the ball after getting it taken away. Now it's three-pointer from the left side for number 10, Zach Wentlett. It's off the mark. So the hot shooting has cooled down just a bit. Young's going one-on-one. Nope, kicks it out to Wingate. He lost control of it. Sliding out is Komenda. Tried to pass it. Stole it away by Wentlett. The left-hand layup is good. Zach Wentlett with his second basket. We've got less than 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. 13-12 Spartans with the ball and a one-point lead. They'll do a little three-man weave. Wingate back sloppily to Komenda. Still in a man-to-man defense. Spread out offense. Komenda into the corner. It is Winchester, and he has found his mark. 9 points for Tanner Winchester. 15-12 Spartans. Minute and a half to play. First quarter of the MAC boys semifinals. Wentlett double teamed, dribbles to the right side, back over to Ekstrom. Wide open is Treadwell. He's going to go in for the layup, the hanging layup, no good. Rebound, Davis can't get it to go. And off the rebound, it's Barnhart. Quick outlet to Youngs. He's going to scoop it to the hoop, but miss it. Rebound, Wentlett. Here comes Green in the transition. Wentlett looking behind his back for Youngs. He knows Phil wanted to steal that one. Treadwell to the top of the key to Wentlett. Double teaming. There's a tap by Wingate. Wingate taps ahead to Youngs. He lays it up and in. Bill Youngs with his first basket. 17-12. Largest lead right now for Unitigo. Staying in the man-to-man defense. Treadwell driving in. Gets hit by John Wingate. That'll be his first. The team's third. Substitution, Nick Beck comes in for Phil Youngs. This will give them a little taller team and put a little bit more responsibility on Kellen Komenda. Oh, Nick Beck with a huge block on what was a wide open layup for Nick Wentlett. Or for Zach Wentlett, my bad. Nick Beck with a rebound and now a possession arrow. So number 32 for Unitigo coming in and making his presence felt right away. Oh, off the inbounds play, Green had a wide open layup for Zach Wentlett, and Nick Beck just I guess a last-second help. Got up and swatted the ball. And created the turnover. Nice defensive play. 21 seconds to go. Green still trying to get into their offensive flow after they trailed by one at 13-12. Treadwell. Bad pass over for Wentlett, who's trying to dive. And Wentlett apparently was on the sideline as he dove for the ball. So good hustle, but it's going to be Unitigo's ball with 11 traditional seconds to go. Wingate to Comenda. Comenda passing. Oh, nice anticipation by Treadwell. 6 seconds to go. They got to get the ball up the floor. Here comes Ekstrom. Over to, that's a bad pass, and Green just out of sync there of the last 2 minutes of this quarter, but not Unitigo. They take a 17-12 lead after one quarter. Stick around, more Back Boys semifinal action from Unitigo, and you're listening to it live on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3-point shot up by Kellen Comenda. Misses after a 20-second possession by Unitigo. They worked the ball very well to no avail. And there is Zach Wentlett being called for a charge. He and John Wingate tangling up. That'll be the first foul on Wentlett and the first foul on Green. Interesting note, fun fact maybe, from the first quarter, no free throw shot at all. But Tyler Butler has two fouls. There is Nick Beck from the right corner. Same place Tanner Winchester made his shots, but missed. Kellen Comenda with a rebound. Couldn't make the putback. Tries the second time, no good. And it's rebounded to Justin Ekstrom of Green, slightly taller team right now. Dan Treadwell. There's a steal off a pass by Wingate. He's got to go up, and it's blocked out of bounds by Dan Treadwell. Nice defensive play. Treadwell not used to getting a pass stolen, but Wingate timed it perfectly. So Wingate will inbound for Unitigo to Winchester on the right wing. At the foul line, Nick Beck. Hands it off to Comenda. Foul line going right back to Beck. It's going to go out of bounds. Touch last by Cameron Race of Green. It'll be Spartans ball again. 25 on the shot clock. First minute into the second quarter. 17-12 Unitigo by 5. There were 4 lead changes and 3 ties in the first half. And there is Winchester tied up. No call either way. It was referee calls it a good block based on his sign language, which kind of looked like Jaws, if you remember. Bump, 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 bump. That's what it looked like. Oh, nearly a steal by Beck in the corner. It's Race. Now it's Ekstrom in the deep corner for a shot. And it's a 3, and it's good. Justin Ekstrom with a 3-pointer. He came into this game with 13 on the season, so just about 1 per game. Comenda against Treadwell. Oh, and he drew the double team, and he passed it back across the key. His teammate wasn't quite there, and Comenda will sit down. Phil Young's coming back in. Young's with 2 points in the first quarter, but very instrumental in causing some turnovers on Green. 6:20 to go in the first half. 17-15. Nice drive by Treadwell against Phil Young's. Puts it up, got the ball partially blocked. Recovery, and there are guys all over the place down the other way. Meanwhile, Phil Youngs, I'm glad I paid attention. Phil Youngs put it up with the right hand on the left side, and it went through for two more points for Utatigo, 19-15. And a near steal kick by Wingate. They'll let that kick part go. He can't spin it and put it in. Rebounded by Cameron Race. And another timeout asked for. A short timeout. No, it's a full timeout. 5:46 to go in the half. 19-15. Utatigo leads Green. Second quarter. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sidney Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Well, we've settled into a game that's not quite as back and forth as it was in the first quarter when we had three ties at 2-4 and 6 and four lead changes. Unitigo's held the lead since they went up 11-10. 19-15 right now, second quarter with 5:46 to play. JV game, nail-biter down to the end. Unitigo was down by a bunch and came back to lose just by two, but a good finale for both teams. And sets the stage for this game. And we have a very good crowd tonight. I see Mike Brzee across the way, keeping his notes ready for the winner of this game. Dan Treadwell held to just 2 points in the first half, and he's going to take a foul line jumper that was wide open, but he misses the putback up by number 11, Luke Day, and this is the freshman that as a lot of people are talking about. Now, Green has changed their defense. They're now running a 2-3, and it's Barnhart muscling inside, missed it, rebounded by Ekstrom, and a dangerous outlet pass that Wingate almost picked off. Comes down to Treadwell. Wentlet right back to beat the double team. He's going to drive in. Left hand, no good. Had a nice look at that basket to avoid it getting blocked. Winchester driving in on Wentlet. And there's some contact, no call. Back to, misses it once, gets it back, and if there's not going to be a whistle, he's going to keep playing. Just like to tell you, play to the whistle. 21-17. Big play for Nick Becht. 4:40 to go in the half, 21-17. Driving in his Day. He's going to put it up with the right hand. Just missed it. Rebound up and in by Colin Brooks, who's into the game for the first time. So only eight players on this Green team, but Coach Smith is using them all. 21-19. Phil Youngs back in the ballgame. Tanner Winchester. Barnhart, double team, back out to Youngs. Driving, gets that sealed off. Comes back to the top of the key. Winchester had a chance at a three. Doesn't go. He goes to Barnhart. Kicks it back to Youngs. Now it is Barnhart with 10 on the shot clock. In the corner, Wingate. Back, Wingate. It is Winchester for three. Yes, at the top of the key. Tanner Winchester changed his position in the offense and nails that top of the key three. It's now 24-19. Once again, the lead is five. In the corner, Ekstrom back out to Treadwell. Treadwell, the spin move, a double team, goes to Wentlet. He's on the floor, a bounce pass along the floor to Brooks. Now it's a Treadwell three-point attempt that's missed, but he got defensive pressure on that shot. 3:20 to go. Jim Knight up at every turn, calling the plays out. Becht back outside. Spartans trying to stay patient against the zone, so now the outside shot becomes more of a factor. Winchester drives into the foul line, back out to Wingate. Winchester says, I'm open, I'll take it. Missed it, though. Tapped by Becht, but it's tapped to Treadwell. A pass up ahead to Day. Body control, it's up, and it's good. What a play by Luke Day. And the freshman's got two baskets in his debut on the varsity. 24-21. He's at the top of the zone along with Treadwell. High post. Back, nice offensive move, gets up and is fouled on the body, not on the arm, but on the body by Ekstrom, who commits his first. And that's only two on Green. Nobody's in foul trouble, although Tyler Butler with two, if you want to think about it that way, two of the three on his, on the Unitigo team. So Beck at the line. He'll get two shots. First one's up, but no good. And lo and behold, that's the first free throw. I got to write that down. 2:36 of the second quarter. First free throw. Beck with 2 points in the game. Nick is was 5 for 6 for the free throw line coming in. Now he gets it back again and makes a shot. He's got 3 points. Butler checks back in for Beck, who did a nice job off the bench. It's 25-21. Unitigo by four. They led by as much as five on two separate occasions. Day hesitates a little bit. Oh, is passed back to Wentlett. Is kicked and recovered by Komenda, and that's going to be an offensive foul. Well done by the freshman taking the offensive. Kellen Komenda's first foul. And another full timeout. All right, we'll take it. 2:22 to go in the half. 25-21 Unitigo. It's the Mac Boys semifinal. Unitigo and Green live on WCDO.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey back at Unitigo. Didn't want to miss any of the action coming back. Good thing, because the buzzer just rang. So Green Trojans finishing third as they lost to Green, Unitigo, and Sydney. Yeah, Green lost to Green. Green lost to Unitigo and Sydney. They've got the ball now. Davis to Race. Driving in is Wentlett. Little floater. Got it to go. The other loss, by the way, the Shenango Valley. So they had two losses in the league. Wentlett with 6 points. He's actually the leading scorer for this team. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the 8 players have scored already for Green. And that's the way it's been all season. Driving in, Komenda. Strong move with the right hand on the left side. And Komenda's first basket. So 6 players for Unitigo have scored. Good balanced effort for both squads. Tana Winchester has got 12. Wentlett driving in, goes up. The ball is swatted by Komenda. He risked a foul but got the ball. Here goes Barnhart inside. He's fouled and it counts. Foul will be called on Cameron Rice, the junior forward. 44, Andy Walker comes in. And let's see, Brandon Davis, Zach Wentlett, Dan Treadwell, and Cameron Race all in there. The shot by Barnhart misses, rebounded by Davis. And a steal by Winchester against Wentlett. Winchester kicks it over there to Komenda for three off the back of the rim. Rebounded. Oh, Barnhart got a freebie. The ball got tapped right into his hands. But there's a steal by Treadwell. Treadwell against Youngs, and Youngs may be called for a flagrant. Let's see. Hopefully it's not. They're going to give him shots. They're actually going to give him shots. He said he was on his way up. It's going to be two shots. Now that's a bit of a stretch. I thought, if anything, they would have called a foul or a flagrant foul based on how Phil did the reaching in. But they're going to say he was in the act of shooting. He'll get two shots anyway. Youngs with the first foul for him. Five for Unitigo, and Treadwell is at the line. Makes the first one. This is a young man who came in 44 for 50 on the season, 88%, by far the best in the league for shooting 50 or more. And not that many kids have actually shot 50 free throws this year. Second shot, oh, it comes out, a rare miss. So 3 points for Treadwell, it's 29-24. Unitigo by five, and the zone continues for Green, the 2-3. Daring them to shoot from the outside. A double team, nicely done. Treadwell, nearly a steal. They save it to Youngs. He's open for three, but it's short. Ball tapped up there and recovered by Green. Here comes Treadwell. He's going to go all the way with the left hand. Missed it. And there's a rebounding foul. That's going to go against Nick Beck, who's just come back into the ballgame. And six on Unitigo, so no bonus. Green sets up the square. Treadwell lofts the pass into Davis to Wentlett. And a short jumper that's missed by Green. Wentlett gets the rebound, kicks it over to Davis. Davis bustling inside. He's got it. Brandon Davis with his third basket. He's got 6 points. He and Wentlett lead with six for Green. 16 seconds to go, 29-26 Unitigo. Spartans will work for last one, although Winchester inside against the double team got the shot blocked, gets a second chance, no good. It's 4 seconds to go. Will they get a shot off? And a three-quarter court heave that just may have grazed the net. An amazing try by Cameron Race, but we had a very exciting first half in very quick time. That first half took about 25 minutes in real time. So the faster we go, it's amazing. And WBNG is here, so we'll have highlights tonight at 11. 29-26, Unitigo leading Green in this MAC boys semifinal. Stick around. Rabideau halftime report coming up on your local sports leader, WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Rabideau have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Rabideau people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Rabideau, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Silo Restaurant in Green has been a Valentine's Day tradition for 41 years. And now through February 14th, plan to enjoy the Silo's Lover's Package for two. Start with a shared appetizer, the Silo's famous 30-item salad bar. Then choose either a 9-ounce Brazilian lobster tail or 20-ounce slow-roasted prime rib of beef. And finish by sharing one of the Silo's delectable desserts, coffee and tea included, just $75 per couple. And if you can't make it by Valentine's Day, no problem. The Silo's got their Friday night surf and turf buffet, Saturday night a special prime rib buffet including dessert table, and on Sunday, the incredible family Sunday brunch. So many choices for Valentine's Day at the Silo Restaurant, Route 206 in Green. Call 656-4377. That's 656-4377.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, it's a good game here at Unitigo, and it's close, and it's what a MAC semifinal should be, because the top four teams have made it. Now we're down to the top three, and sectionals start next week. And our halftime report on WCDO, it's the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service and doing so for 85 years. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. Yeah, so we started out. The game started out with a quick basket by, I can't remember who it was. I think it was Tyler Butler. And then Green came back and scored to tie it. Then Unitigo scored, then Green scored. Then Green scored to change the lead, then Unitigo tied it at six. So the first 12 points already had three ties and a lead change. And then the next three baskets changed the lead each time. And the final one was when Tanner Winchester made a basket to make it 11-10. They stretched that to 13-10 and then 17-12 to end the first quarter. And then the half, as Green tried to make comebacks, Unitigo seemed to have an answer each time. And with the big shot being the three-pointer from Tanner Winchester after a lot of ball movement in a change of zone to a zone defense by Green after going man-to-man. And that's, Tanner Winchester has pretty much been the difference in the game. He's got 12 points. No one else has more than six. So Tanner Winchester, 2 3-pointers and 12 points. Shooting very, very well. Kellen Komenda, basket for two. Tyler Butler, 2 early baskets for four. Phil Youngs, basket in each quarter, has 4 points. Nick Becht has a basket and a free throw, the one only free throw made by Unitigo so far, for 3 points. And 2 points for Quinn, or 4 points for Quinn Barnhart with a missed free throw out of 3-point play. And so all told, 11 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, both off the hands of Tanner Winchester, 1 for 3 from the free throw line for those 29 points. The first 2 minutes of the game, we thought maybe this would be a 40-39 game or something, but things got more strategic as we went along. For Green, again, very, very mixed or very balanced. Out of 8 players on the Green varsity roster, 7 of them have scored, and nobody more than 6 points. So far, Dan Treadwell, who leads with 16 points averaging per game, he's been held to 3, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. So even that's news, because he's 44 for 50 coming into this game. To have missed is different for him. Zach Wentlett has 6 points. He's one of the leaders. Luke Day, the freshman that came in to play this game and to join Green for the rest of the season, he's got 4 points, and he took an offensive foul. So he's already established himself on the Green varsity. Cameron Race has a basket for two. Justin Ekstrom has the game's only 3-pointer for Green. He has those 3 points. Brandon Davis has 3 baskets for 6. Colin Brooks has 2 points. Andy Walker, the only one who has not scored, but he's definitely been in the ball game and played. And Coach Rick Smith taking advantage of everybody he can. I mean, when you only have 3 subs, somebody's going to have to always be in there, it seems like. So, yes, on Saturday, we will have the very much anticipated rematch between Unitigo and Unadilla Valley. 2 weeks ago, the game held right here. Held it right to the very end before Unadilla Valley persevered and took that game away from Unitigo and set themselves as the top seed. Coach Brandy Backus takes her team into Suco and Missouni Oneonta, I guess they call it now. I still will say Suco. I don't care. It's because it's still State University College of New York at Oneonta, or Suco. But they will play at 2 o'clock on the big court, Alumni Fieldhouse, Dewar Hall, I guess, and that'll be a 2 o'clock game. We'll be on the air with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show precisely at 1:45 because there is no game before ours. The Tri-Valley teams will play late. Also, the boys' game, the winner of this game to play the undefeated league winners, Sydney at 16-1, winners of 16 in a row after an opening Norwich tournament loss to Utica Notre Dame. So that game will be roughly 4 o'clock, but of course we'll stay on and all that. We'll just easily flow from one game to the next, and it'll be another doubleheader from Suco. All right, we're going to step away because it's already a minute and a half before we tip it off for the second half. Unitigo leads Green by 3, 29-26. And interesting first half, to say the least. I'm sure we're going to have an exciting second half, so you'll want to be part of it. Listen in or log on, your choice, FM 101, AM 1490, or live on WCDOsports.com. We are WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Thank you to the Bravado Energy Products folks for sponsoring halftime again, and we are ready to go immediately with the second half as Unitigo starts on defense, playing man-to-man against Green, who has the ball, trailing by 3, and they go down low to Ekstrom, kicks it back, Wentlett from 3, a big high bounce off the rim, no good, and Wentlett hustling in to get his own rebound. Good timing, but he missed the follow-up shot. Sure, that's got to be frustrating for young Zach Wetland. Because when you hustle to get your own rebound like that, good things usually happen. There's a mix-up down underneath. And a whistle. And I got to see, that's Tyler Butler, and I really didn't get a good look at it, so I can't make a determination on the validity or whatever. I got to go with what the refs call, but that is Tyler Butler's third, and I know from the expression that Jim Knight used that he was not happy, and it had to have been for only one person, Tyler Butler, because nobody else has more than one on this team. So Zach Wentlett with the basketball for Green. They work it around with Race at the foul line to Wentlett, three-pointer left side, off the front of the rim, rebound, hustled by Race, and then an easy lay-in by Brandon Davis. And Davis wasn't even part of the play. He just wound up with the ball in his hand, headed toward the basket. Now that's a break Green really can appreciate. 29-28. Barnhart fakes the high post pass, and then he drives in with a spin move. That's classic Quinn Barnhart move there. Barnhart with 6. Unitigo back up by 3. 6:35 to go in the third. 31-28. Wentlett guarded by Tanner Winchester. Bounce pass to Treadwell. The hanging jumper off the front of the rim. Rebound Wentlett. Fakes the putback. Dribbles back beyond the arc. Now it's in the corner. Davis. He's got a wide open Ekstrom for 3. Left side. It's no good. Rebound. Oh, Treadwell bumped by Winchester. Winchester gets the ball, no whistle. Young's top of the key now. He's going to back it up and start the offense. Green starting this half in man-to-man. Beck, high post, against a scissors play. Haven't seen that since the 70s. Komenda up in the air, commits, has to go to Beck. Kellen to Phil Young's, and they'll set the offense yet again as the crowd moseys for their seat. And it's Komenda. The hanging jumper is good. Big shot by Kellen Komenda. He's got 4 points. It's 33-28, back up to a five-point lead. Largest lead in the first half for Unitigo was 6 points. Driving hard, Treadwell. Hanging shot, no good. And I keep saying hanging, but he really hung in the air, trying not to get the shot blocked. Unitigo has defended him very, very well. Youngs to Winchester, driving hard. He's going to put it up. Bank shot is good. Tanner Winchester with 14 points and a timeout asked for by Rick Smith. So some shots inside, not going for Green. And it's resulted in the largest lead for Unitigo at 7 points. Timeout on the floor, 5:10 to go, 35-28 Unitigo. And there will be some more substitutions. John Wingate will come into the Unitigo lineup, number 12. He saw a lot of action in the first half, mainly because Tyler Butler was in early foul trouble. So more timeouts called early in the game. Don't know how many will be left for each coach down the stretch, but if it stays close or if Green can get right back in it, probably all will be utilized. So Green has Race, Treadwell, Wentlett, Ekstrom, and Davis. And again, Treadwell has been very well defended. There's a three-pointer short. Rebound, batted around. It's Winchester. Then wide open is Wingate. He'll take the layup and score. John Wingate's first basket. Treadwell quickly up the court. He's going to take it, bounce pass to Ekstrom. Back to Wentlett. He's got a three-pointer to shoot, and he scores. And a big, big basket for Zach Wentlett and the Green Trojans, because Unitigo was going on a run. 37-31. Wingate back to Winchester. Open for the three-pointer. Left side missed. Coming in from outside, I think Komenda touched it last. It'll be Green's basketball. And the ball rolls precariously down the floor by one official to the other. It'll be Green's ball now with 4:20 to go in the third quarter. They'll try a 1-4 offense this time. Wentlett, a little bit of a weave with Race. Across the way, Treadwell gets it back from Wentlett. Now the pass over to Wentlett again, back out to Treadwell. Low post, Brandon Davis. There is Wingate with a steal. He's going to go up. No, he's going to give it off to Winchester. The fake, and from behind, Ekstrom with a block going out of bounds. Well timed by Justin Ekstrom. 30 seconds on the shot clock, because that was a fast break. 3:53 to go in the third quarter. Oh, nice play to Nick Beck, but a shot blocked by Davis. Beck on the floor. Officials are just basically saying out of bounds. They're not sure what that was about. So Treadwell up the floor slowly for Green as Unitigo backs off on the defense. Wingate guarding him. Treadwell to Wentlett. Change of direction. Driving in left side. Right-handed. Good by Zach Wentlett. Very nice move. Slick through the double team. 37-33. So Green is right back in this. 4 points down. Winchester to Komenda. Remember, Phil Youngs and Tyler Butler both out right now. Beck backing in. Now it's Komenda with a fall-away jump shot. No good. Rebound, Zach Wentlett for Green. 37-33, approaching the three-minute mark of the third period with Green down by four. It's as close as they've been since halftime. Treadwell, the spin move, a little bit too hard. And the rebound by Winchester. And the sophomore gives it off to the junior, Kellen Komenda. Those two will certainly be spark plugs of next year's team. Wingate does not get the pass. Barnhart does. Barnhart driving in hard. He lost control of the ball. It's free on the floor. It's picked up by Cameron Race. Outlets to Treadwell. He is the trigger man. Wentlett back out to Treadwell. He's going to take a long three, and it's off the back of the rim. Battle for the ball. It is Wentlett. No look pass over to the right. Here comes Treadwell again. He's going to lift it in and miss it again. Boy, he has just not had a good shot at all. And there's a push foul. A Yeah, deliberate push foul on Wingate. There's no way else to say it. And that'll be Green's ball with Wingate picking up his second foul. So Winchester will take a well-deserved break. Phil Youngs comes back in for him. Ekstrom to Luke Day, who's in the ball game now. They keep it on the outside. Wentlett down low to Davis. Davis will do a 10-footer, and it's up and good. Brandon Davis with 10 points. 37-35. This is closer than they've been the entire second half. Komenda, three-pointer left side, but it's way short. Ekstrom with a pickup. Off to Treadwell, leading the break. Bounce pass to Wentlett, left side, right back to Day. Day to Treadwell. Guarded by Wingate. Day, top of the key. Over to Wentlett. Ekstrom. Whoa, Wentlett might have lost control of the basketball. I think he did. Yep, good defense by Komenda. Turns it back over to Unitigo with their slimmest lead in a long time, 37-35. Got a minute and a half to play in the third quarter. Youngs, Komenda, Wingate, Barnhart, and Becht. Komenda rolling it out to Wingate. Going to drive in hard. Kick it off to Barnhart at the last second. Quinn Barnhart, the spin move. Oh, he might got away with some steps there, but the ball missed everything. It's Day for Green to Treadwell. Extra backing in, trying to get position. Beck trying to guard him without fouling. Wentlett driving in. Shot blocked from behind and picked up by Barnhart. Interesting block from behind, and here comes, with 50 seconds to go, Unitigo. Green staying in man-to-man this quarter. Around the screen, Wingate for three, and it's good. John Wingate, not an outside shooter, but this time he is. 5 points in this quarter for John Wingate. It's 39-35. Nope, make it a two. My bad. I thought it was a three. So 4 points for Wingate. Now it's Ekstrom for three. Nothing but net. Justin Ekstrom has 2 3-pointers, and it's a 1-point game. 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. Unitigo will get the last shot, probably. Barnhart at the elbow. 9 seconds to go. The spin move. Lost control of the ball. Gets it back. Lost it. Gets it back. Puts it up and puts it in. All of that in about 3 seconds worth of time. And a shot at the buzzer falls short for Green. A dead even quarter. Unitigo took a 3-point lead at the end of the half. They take a 3-point lead at the end of the third quarter, but it was anything but even when you think about it with the different streaks they had going on. But good basketball in the third quarter, and only sets it up for a great fourth quarter as you're listening to the MAC semifinals. Unitigo leads by 3 against Green, live on WCDL.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Unitigo, another long possession. Thank you very much for letting me catch up. And Tanner Winchester caps it off with a beautiful drive through another Green double team. Winchester finds the way to the basket. He's got 16, a game high 16, 43-38. It was 39-38. There's Luke Day for the three, or for Alex Schley, two. It was right inside the line, just short. So a 39-38 1-point lead has grown to five. a basket on either side of the quarter for Unitigo. And there goes Winchester again driving in. This time he misses. Davis with a rebound. Outlets to Day and gives it right back to Dan Treadwell, who has been held to 3 points tonight. And if he ever catches fire, watch out, because that would put them where they want. Ekstrom, who's made 2 3-pointers, passes to Day. Oh, a sloppy pass to Butler, who's back in the ballgame for Unitigo, but ran out of room on that sideline. So Day comes out, and Cameron Race goes in. It's Ekstrom, Wentlett, Race, Treadwell, and Davis, the normal starters, in the corner. Whoa, Treadwell was the intended receiver, but wide open in the corner was Cameron Race. Wentlett never saw him. Treadwell, bounce pass to Ekstrom. Way up top for Wentlett. Wentlett looking right, waiting for a screen. Got it. And a shot clock violation that nobody from Green knew about. Good defense by Unitigo, and part of that was because it was the possession was split into two because of the deflection out of bounds. Unitigo goes with Phil Young, it's John Wingate, Tanner Winchester, Tyler Butler, and Quinn Barnhart. Smaller lineup in there for Unitigo. Wingate patiently passes to Phil Youngs. Now it's Winchester. To Wingate, he never saw the pass. He was open but never looked. Looks, must be a pass that is rarely used. It is Wentlett to a wide-open Treadwell. Left side three-pointer, and it's off the mark again. Chasing it into the corner. Davis and Barnhart. Quinn Barnhart wins that battle. 5:50 to go in this ballgame. 43-38. Spartans by 5 and the basketball. Barnhart around the screen. Barnhart double-teamed. Passes back to Phil Youngs. Youngs very patient with the basketball right now, and they need to be. They spread it out for Wingate. Wingate to Winchester. He'll take a three-pointer, and it's off the mark. Rebound by Tyler Butler. Outraces two players for the ball, and they keep the possession. Big play by Tyler Butler. When it looked like two of the taller guys for Green, one of them was going to get it. Butler got in between them and got it himself. Wingate driving hard off the double team to Youngs. He'll put it up. Bank shot no good. And it's Wentlett passing quickly up ahead to Ekstrom. Guys are on the floor and they recover. Wentlett right back to Ekstrom for three right side. It's short. Ball tapped out. Youngs with it. Gets past Ekstrom. It's three on one to Butler. Up in good. No, Winchester. Tanner Winchester with the ball with the shot. Nice play by Unitigo, and they have upped their lead to 7. 4:42 to play in this ballgame. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
You do a lot inside our offices each day. You deposit savings. You add to your Christmas account. You take out loans, cash checks, and plan your financing with our help. Sometimes you just stop in to say hello. Around here, it's like a community within the community. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you. It's all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Hey, we're back. Greg Davey at Unitigo. Spartans 45, Green Trojans 38. Time left 4:42. It has been a 6-point streak for Unitigo. And the shooting for Green, a little cold right now. And now Unitigo doing what they did in the first quarter, putting some pressure on. Treadwell, Ekstrom, Wentlett. And a pass broken up by Butler. He and Komenda. Komenda fakes the pass and takes the shot. Well, Spartans are certainly working this defense well. Oh, Treadwell just gets the ball passed. And there's a, oh my goodness, some physical play. And Ekstrom takes the tumble. The ball squirts free. It is Race. And Ekstrom looks a little sore after that tumble. Treadwell, zigging and zagging. No, it's a race. Now it's Wentlett down low for Davis. The turnaround is good. Big basket for Brandon Davis. Under 4 minutes to go. Makes it 47-40. That 9-point lead Unitigo had in an 8-point run, the largest for the second time. 47-40. Komenda, foul line jumper, short. Rebound Treadwell. And Treadwell, one basket and one free throw. That's it. Treadwell got to go in, lays it up, too short. Very frustrated on that play. Unitigo did not make it easy and got the desired result. 3:20 to go. Youngs fouled by Wentlett. And here's the interesting thing right now. 3:18 to go, and there have been three fouls. With that whistle, there have been three fouls called in the entire second half. So if Green's trying to get Unitigo in the 1-on-1, they got a ways to go. That's their first team foul. That was second on Wentlett. Yeah, they're gonna build the fouls up now. That's going to go on Cameron Race. That's his second. Five total fouls called on Green in this game. Not many more on Unitigo, to be honest with you. Butler going to drive, and Davis trying to slap the ball free. He'll be called for a foul. That's his first. So after no fouls in the first 15 minutes, 60 minutes of the second half, there's been three in the last 10 seconds. And let's see, Coach Smith. I don't know, referee came over to the scores table. I'm not sure what the holdup is. And that's when you wish you had a microphone down there at the scores table, which we actually do, but let's see if I can eavesdrop. Oh, Judy turned it off. She's a professional. What can I say? 3:12 left, 47-40. Unitigo by 7. I'm not sure if they're looking at number of team fouls. I think they might have put one on the home side instead of the visitor's side. I've only got two team fouls on Unitigo in this half, one on John Wingate and one on Tyler Butler. They've got three listed. So it is 3-3. I know there's three on Green because we just saw three in a row and there hadn't been any until then. Not sure who the third one on Unitigo is, but we'll find out. It's all right. All right, so Phil Youngs will inbound for Unitigo. 7-point lead for Unitigo. 3:12 left in the game. And a stop and pop by Komenda. Missed it. Butler kept it alive. Wentlett, though. And from behind, it's Butler, and he probably was backcourt. They were so stunned they didn't call it. Tyler Butler gets away with a big steal right there and what looked like a backcourt. And Rick Smith not even going to argue the point. He's just going to call a timeout and stop the bleeding. 3 minutes even to go, 49-40. Third time now the Spartans have had a 9-point lead. Stick around. We've got more live. Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, it's one of those, again, a unique game. There have been five foul shots taken in this entire game. This kills me. It's more physical than a five free throw game, I'm going to tell you that. But the referees are letting them play. So, and they're letting them play in an even way. There's no question about it. Nobody can ever refute that assertion that I just made. So we go with Green with the basketball, trailing by 9 with 3 minutes to go. Remember, they will still be in the sectionals. This has no bearing if they lose in seeding points. So it is Wetlet in the corner down underneath to Davis. A wide open play. Hey, they did not panic. They went with a good offense and got the point. And now Zach Wentlett will commit his third foul. He might not be the one you want to have fouling all the time. You want him on the floor. So Luke Day is going to come on in place of Justin Ekstrom. Ekstrom, the only player with, three three-pointers. He's got two of them, 49-42. It is Komenda. Komenda with one dribble and done. Yikes. Off to Phil Youngs and Treadwell, nearly a steal. Young stays with it, gets the ball over half court, 49-42. It is Butler, kicks it over to the right side, or to his right, to Komenda. Now it's Young's. And a foul will stop the clock with 2:24 to go. Cameron Race will commit his third foul. The fifth team foul on Green. They still have two more just to get Unitigo to the line. Spartans by seven. The inbounds way up top for Butler. And now another foul. And that's going to be another one on Race. That's four on Race. So Tyler Butler on the far side is going to inbound it. Komenda slips up. I think he was the intended receiver. Barnhart helps out, though, goes backcourt to get the ball legally. 49-42, 2:12 to go in the ballgame. Winchester picked up by the freshman there. Winchester dribbles to his left. It's Young's quick swing to Komenda. The give and go to Winchester. It's up, no good. Ball is free. Tyler Butler up and in. Butler with eight. 51-42, a minute 52 to go. So it's a three-possession game again. Went left. They pass back. Dangerous. It's stolen by Komenda. Komenda is going to be, well, they try to foul him. Komenda eluded the guy who wants to foul. And that's Zach Wentlett, and that's four on him. So Wentlett and Race both have four. Ekstrom comes back in to get rebounding. Butler sits down. And coming in the game, number 24, Jonathan Forte, a 5A junior. So an interesting switch here as Komenda gets the 1-1. They're now 2-for-4, a whopping 2-for-4 from the line. With a minute 38 to go, Komenda makes them both. He's got 8 points. So there's the largest lead of the game right there, 11 points. Spartans will hang on to get this one, just a matter by how much. Wentlett drives in hard, nice floating layup, no good. Nice try inside, and after Race missed it, Davis got the rebound and scores it. He's got 16. But it looks like Cameron Race is going to foul out of this ball game. He gave himself up to get the clock to stop, and that's going to be 5 on him. So he is gone, and they'll bring the freshman back. Well, Cameron Race certainly played unselfishly. If he's going to foul 4 times in a matter of a minute and a half. So he is done for the night with 2 points. Meanwhile, Tanner Winchester will go to the line. And that was a 1-1, so Green goes right into rebound mode, 53-44. It is Ekstrom. Cannot shoot the three because he lost control of the ball in the corner for Day. And Forte tried to save it. Nice job by Jonathan Forte. And the crowd gives him a hand. Youngs fouled by Ekstrom with 59 seconds to go. That'll be two on Justin Ekstrom. And that'll bring Phil Youngs to the line. So they're padding their free throw stats right now. This is the last time for a bonus. Youngs makes it. Nick Beck will come in for Quinn Barnhart, who sits down Now people are going to go, he only had 8 points, but he did a lot more than that tonight. Phil Youngs misses the second shot. The ball batted up. It is Ekstrom and Forte tied up. Possession arrow will be Green's basketball. 54 seconds to go in the 10-point lead for the Spartans. Treadwell, Ekstrom, Day to the middle to Davis. Now it's Treadwell. Treadwell goes to Wentlett. Now it's Day. They swing it around to Ekstrom, driving the baseline. Nice little floater, and it goes. Ekstrom with his first two-point field goal. Tops the clock with 36 seconds to go. It's our last timeout here, I think, of the game. 54, maybe not. 54-46 Unitigo. It is live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Now at the conclusion of this game, we'll hear from our post-game sponsors and then dutifully name our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winners for this evening. Game not quite over with mathematically, though. 36 seconds remain. It's a 54-46 8-point lead for Unitigo. They've led by as many as 11. The game was as tight as 39-38. But it's been a 15-8 run for Unitigo. Winchester inbounds to Kellen Comenda, who's fouled by Ekstrom. Number three foul on him. So like I said, in the last 3 minutes, all 10 fouls listed for Green have been committed. And Comenda is at the line. He just finished making a 1-1. Now he gets 2 for sure. First one is good. So an interesting stat for Unitigo, only one double-figure scorer. If Comenda makes this, that'll be 2. They normally have 3 and sometimes 4. He does get it to go. So he's got his 10 points. 56-46, 30 seconds to go. Treadwell gives it off to Wentlett. Double team to Day. He's going to take one from 15. No good. Rebound by Winchester. Winchester in the corner to Comenda. Pass up ahead. Oh, nice block by Treadwell, but somehow Comenda knew he could still get to it and tapped it over to Phil Youngs. Nice play. And 8 seconds to go, and this is going to end it as they dribble it out. Phil Youngs will finish the dribble. 56-46 is the final. Closer game than the score is going to indicate, but a win for the Unitigo Spartans, so they will definitely get a chance to defend their Mid-State Athletic Conference Tournament Championship of a year ago. They'll take on the Sydney Warriors at 4 o'clock, and that will be the matchup that our local fans are wishing for. And, of course, the folks in green, a little disappointed because their best score was held to 3 points tonight, and that's much of the reason why the game ended up the way that it did. But, I looked over, well, I'll tell you about it in the postgame show. I'll make my remarks then. So stick around. It is live Tri-Town High School Basketball, the postgame show, coming up sponsored by NBT Bank and Mang Insurance, live on WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, everybody filing out here tonight in a pretty orderly manner. A lot of conversations going on, but Unitigo with the win tonight, 56-46, and a first quarter that was hard to match as far as intensity. We almost had some here coming down the stretch, but Unitigo holding on and hitting what little free throws they were allowed to shoot tonight, and winning 56-46 to set up as a 13-4 overall record, a chance to get back at Sydney and to defend their Mid-State Athletic Conference Tournament Championship. And that'll happen at 4 o'clock on Saturday from SUNY Oneonta's Alumni Hall. All right, so our post-game show, obviously sponsored by Mang Insurance, our Dynamic Defense Award sponsor as well. Mang Insurance has been serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, and they're proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. And by our outstanding offense award sponsor, who is, of course, NBT Bank, who have been putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes serving the community for more than 150 years. Member FDIC. Wow. The first quarter, if you said that it was going to continue like that for the next three quarters, I would say I might not be breathing right now. But it didn't happen. We had three ties and four lead changes in the first quarter, and that's where it ended. Unitigo took a 17-12 lead. They led by as little as one and by as many as 11, and it did a nice job in controlling the tempo of the game. The extra rebounds, the deflections, the recoveries, did all of those things very nicely, and then capped it off with free throws by Kellen Kamenda, 4-for-4 down the stretch, and wins 56-46. Here's the recap. Tanner Winchester led all scorers with 18 points. Didn't miss too many shots, and he did hit 2 3-pointers, 0-for-1 from the line, 18 points. It was 10 points for Kellen Kamenda, 4-for-4 from the free throw line, and 3 field goals to boot. 4 points for John Wingate off the bench, both in the third quarter. Tyler Butler, who had some foul trouble, missed a lot of the middle portion of the game, but he finishes with 8 points. Phil Youngs with 5 points tonight, and again, it's just, you know, when after I've seen him score 20, 25 points in previous years with some pretty good people surrounding him like Dan Shelton, Travis Woods, et cetera, it's funny to just see him score 5 points but still have an impact on the game, and he certainly did tonight. Nick Becht, super off the bench for Unitigo with 3 points in the second quarter and some good stops down low on the defense. And Quinn Barnhart, a little less than what he normally scores, but 8 points and a slew of rebounds as usual. He was 0-for-1 from the foul line, so I got to add that into the totals. They had 22 two-pointers, that's 44. 2 three-pointers, added 6 to 50, 6 for 10 from the line. And a little less than their season average, but still 56 points on the game. And again, I still shake my head that with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the ball game, Green had still not had a foul called in the second half. But yet they wound up with 10 fouls being called and one kid fouling out. And that kid was was Cameron Race, who finished with 2 points for Green, 4 points for Luke Day, the freshman that looks like he's got a bright future, did some nice things tonight, especially when he came in the second quarter. Colin Brooks, a junior center, he had a basket for 2. Brandon Davis, a very strong game for that young man. He finished with 16 points. It was 8 points for Justin Ekstrom, 2 of the 3 three-pointers for Green tonight. 8 points in all. Let's see, Zach Wentlett with 11 points, including a 3-pointer. The big surprise, obviously, is that Dan Treadwell, the point guard, averaging over 16 a game, 3 points tonight, all in the second, all in the first half. And when his points, when his shot was not going in the second half, there was not a second answer from the guards. You had Brandon Davis scoring 10 points. In fact, they scored 20 points in the second half. He had 10 of them. So they couldn't get the guards scoring, and that's really where it fell short. Unitigo, not quite the same balance that they're used to, but good enough tonight. And our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight will be Tanner Winchester, no question about it. His points in the first quarter got them to pull away to that 17-12 lead. When Green was coming back and trailed by one, Unitigo's Tanner Winchester with a three-pointer to put him up. And they finished the half up by three, and then he had six more points in the second half. It seemed like he could get his way to the basket a little bit better than some of the others and was much more consistent on the offense than his teammates. And, hey, sometimes you go to the sophomore to get your points, and he's been playing like this all year long, so it's really no surprise. Our NBT Bank offensive winner is Tanner Winchester. Now, the hard part's the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner, because there were several players that were stick-to-it to Dan Treadwell, keeping him down. And actually, the one I noticed the most, not completely, but the most, was Kellen Komenda. And Kellen, he did get that foul in the second quarter that let Treadwell get to the line for the only time tonight. And again, an 88% free throw shooter, and he was just 1-for-2 tonight. So it did not come down to free throws at the end for Green tonight. It did pretty much to salt it away for Unitigo. But Kellen Komenda will be our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. And special, I guess, shout-out or whatever to Nick Beck off the bench and Phil Youngs and John Wingate from the guard position, who I thought did a very good job on defense tonight, too. So good job for those guys, and they'll get their shot at Sydney yet again. 4 o'clock is the start time, or the scheduled start time, from SUNY Oneonta. Now, the amazing thing about that, and I'll say it on Saturday, Unitigo can score points. Sydney even more can score points. But chances are that if history holds true, the game's going to be won with a top score in the 40s. Was it last year, 42-36 or something like that, the last couple of years, something like that. It's been crazy low. But sometimes college court will do that to teams who are normally good on the offense. I hope not. I hope it's a 65-60 or 70-65, whatever. Hope there's a lot of offense to go, because when you get a court like that, you'll still get good defensive plays, but you just got to light up the scoreboard, man. I'm hoping they do. All right, so thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station. Didn't have a whole lot of people logging on this weeknight, but we did get them as far away as Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So awesome that we had some people logging on, and thanks for that. And you can log on Saturday as well for streaming audio of both the girls' game, Unitigo, Unadilla Valley at 2 o'clock, Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show at 1:45, and then the Sydney-Unitigo rematch, second rematch of MAC championships in the past 3 years, to follow at 4. Final score once again from Unitigo. The Spartans the Spartans community will try to make it a sweep for the girls and the boys. We'll see if that happens. But Unitigo boys tonight taking it 56-46 over Green. Both teams will, of course, be in the Section 4 tournament next week. But Unitigo plays Sydney on Saturday for the Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship. All right, that'll do it. For Joe Gardner back at the station, I'm Greg Davey. Thanks to everybody here at Unitigo for a great game. And we will see you on Saturday from Alumni Fieldhouse at the SUNY Oneonta campus. For now, I'm Greg Davey saying goodnight for WCDO Sports.